Yes, a big profit with a small effort to practice earning. In a recent study, it turned out that 75% of young people want the most is to be rich. You can train to be a tennis player by playing tennis, but you can't train to be rich. You can train by earning. And this is where many people fall, because money is not necessarily related to wisdom or intelligence. It is related to who has trained in the appropriate field. This is training that first requires managing money well. Money drives everything in the world today, and the best training is to manage your own money from a young age. This is how my father let me manage my own money from the age of 6. The training started from the age of 12, when I read economics sections in newspapers. In economics classes, you learn on your own in which fields people earn good money for the effort they invest. In my time, I saw that it was mainly financiers, real estate, and in the 90s I smelled that it was technology. Before +500 I founded 4 companies for 10 years before +500 and trained to make money for 20 years before establishing +500. After 20 years of training +500, a company that earned over $2 billion in the last decade that is traded in London, it's actually a method we built for big profit with little effort. The method still works, without too many changes, for almost 15 years since 2009. We have long been gone to manipulate the method, but we are no longer needed, method builders. We have moved on but still enjoy the fruits of it method. What everyone else does doesn't mean anything. One of the most important things is to understand that if everyone else does something, it doesn't mean it's the right thing. Many good people get lost in the very idea of a small effort, because they were brought up on a big effort. I do not say no to great effort, but to see what is the smallest effort for the greatest gain. It's tricky, because it's important to understand that we're looking for long-term profit, because in the average long-term, my profit is usually bigger than current profit. Twitter was operating with 8,000 employees. Elon Musk bought it and operates it with 1,500 employees. It works even better. What it means? That we are based on what exists today, and it is very difficult for us to imagine a different future and pursue it without fear. Try to work on yourself to exercise free thought and everything related to investments. To work with your best friend from the chapter on a good life, we concluded that there is a huge profit in relationships, meaning that we enjoy the most simply being with friends. Connect this with, we spend most of the day in our adult lives at work. And then there is a completely covered profit in working with the friends or the best friend. It is a connection of two different ideas, and in life and in the exercise of free thought you see, when there is a connection of several factors together, it usually produces a good explosion. Think about how these connections work. Although I don't recommend them all, Red Bull vodka, a cigarette and coffee, ice cream on a cake or a concert at Caesarea. If you know how to make good friends from work, even better. At Blackjack Analyzer, my first company, we started working on it. I, Uri, and Vishy are best friends from high school. It was really fun. Today I also understand why. We both made money and worked with the people we enjoy being with the most. By the way, studies have shown that people who have a close friend at work give a much higher output than others. Being close to where money flows, Jews like me are not just attracted to money management, gambling and insurance. The money flows there, and just like if you want to drink and not disturb anyone, it is recommended to go to the river. That is exactly how it is worth to be near a river of money. And there are specific areas where a river of money flows between them. Money management, gambling, payments and insurance. Add technology on top of that and you've got what we're always looking for. Crossover to big profit with little effort. Reading economic newspapers is part of the point of being close to money. For years it was my only financial education. Perfect for business and making money. The idea here is to choose a field that is easy to replicate for the whole world, or for the whole country, as well as a field in which you have some kind of advantage. No one will applaud you and say, "Wow, you chose a really difficult field and you succeeded in it." It is better to choose a field in advance that is easy for you to succeed in and earn money in much. Let's say, money management, for people who want to save for their children, It sounds like something that can be replicated all over the world, and you need to check if there are really successful companies in this. To get an answer instead of fighting in the mud in the law of location, comes a very important thing, and that is to get an answer as to whether the business is in the right direction or not. Let's say I sell some service to businesses that will take me 5 years just to know if the business is good or not, or alternatively I invented a card game that will stop within a month, do I have a good direction? Obviously, a business that gives a quick answer as to whether the business is in the right direction is better, and that way we won't waste years. All the businesses I chose, I always wanted a field that has a quick answer, am I in the right direction? On the freelancer website we set up called Bazarif, within 3 months I saw that it was going in a completely screwed up direction and we did close it down, but we didn't waste years fighting in the mud. The same people plus two we built after you plus 500, where I received an answer within less than 24 hours of going live that it was going to be an excellent business, and so I told Shlomi, Omer, Gal and Alad that it was going to be an excellent business. I settled on Les and Ghassani. I chose when I saw Les and Guess and the gambling. The entry threshold was really low. The formula I improved over the years to get interested in the field where people deposit money into a black box from the gambling field. I wanted them to have more rest than they did before, because comfort is actually a business. A business makes us work less hard and feel comfortable and frictionless. Thirdly, I wanted to renew something from an existing and successful product that works. Here is the short formula. A similar successful product plus a box that is deposited into it plus convenience plus innovation. Look for replication in other places. A business with scale can grow without investing energy or resources adapted to growth. The internet provided just such possibilities. A grocery store, for example, is a business without scale. And that's exactly the point of the box. I can sell 1,000 blackjack tables without work. The box in this style suits me. Look for the box that suits you. The genius is to find something that works in a certain place. Let's say some game that works in a part of the Netherlands and then replicate it to the rest of the world. Finding a good model can and is better than simply copying others to improve and replicate for the world. This is basically what we did at Plus 500 when I saw other successful companies. Focus on. To be focused on one idea, the main idea, and in the first years to focus only on pushing it forward and improving it by a measurable parameter. Perhaps the main idea is to duplicate the business in other countries. To roll out the spiral model, when there is one measurable parameter that can be improved, it is easier to bring the companies that I founded. Always the progress in the spiral model. Constantly closing a circle and from there improving and then going to a bigger and bigger circle. This is critical to building a great company. A small crack and then a bigger crack, that way you are always connected to reality. To start with a small step. To deal mainly and not to care and something else is important. My profit is that we invest effort mainly and not to care is exactly the minimum effort for maximum profit. It sounds corny, but not many people stop and think all the time. Am I mostly busy now or am I wasting my time? This is an acquired trait and you are not born with it. It is often acquired from personal experience and understanding what does not contribute to my profit, not just financial profit. Like in the books that have a whole number, sometimes you take one sentence, that's the main thing. Everyone has an idea of what their profit is. It can be health, money, or even the pleasure of doing good to others. In short, all these are profit. In order to get busy, I have to think about my profit first. Otherwise I just gamble and usually gamble badly and have fun. Focusing mainly on experience is usually found in people who grew up with some kind of financial or emotional lack in their lives, and realized over the years that you can always do hundreds of things but only a few will give the maximum profit. Let's say I was at the house of a rich businessman from the gambling field and he talked for 2 hours about his website but said a sentence that has been etched in my mind since I was 24 years old when I heard it. Measuring how much a customer is worth and how much it costs me to get him is my whole business. When he said that, I understood exactly how important it was. Up until now, I haven't said anything interesting, because you must have been asked about it before I fell on you. The main parameter in business is the average value of each company or business. You can always measure something, look for something measurable. The most important thing for the company's profit is better. Let's say you sell lectures, so how much does it cost you to lead an interested person to a lecture who buys from you? Let's say for every 10 interested people you get a lecture. And a lecture is worth NIS 1000 to you. An interested person is worth 100 NIS to you. So, in the campaign you are doing, it is worth getting an interested person for 100 NIS by and large. This is the most critical in the business because then you know where you stand. Now you have a conversion ratio, entering the website to interested to lecture. It is important to know that your campaign has conversion rate for a different lecture. I greatly simplified the example, but when you understand the root of your customers and the conversion rate at each stage, it will be easy for you to understand if you have improved something. The amazing part of knowing if you have improved is knowing which direction you should go. There are no people who know the way without getting hints. There are people who measure and improve accordingly. Of course, a very important point emerges from here, which is to know how much money to bring a client. The important part in this section, the interesting part, is not only to mainly deal with it, but to focus on it, embrace it, surprise it, cause the implementation. No matter what, make the main part happen and take care of it, and that is the innovation. Not just to understand what the main thing is to have a laser on him, I've already run out of images. For example, I realized at a young age that to enter the Technion, a leading university in Israel, you need math and physics and French, for example, you don't. From the moment I found out, I never set foot in French lessons. The teacher called me with the good news of job. As far as she was concerned, she thought, I'm submitting you to matriculation with a score of 50 in the French defense. I answered her in Hebrew because I didn't know French. Good evening, Jacqueline. I don't need it for the Technion. Good evening, Jacqueline. I knew what was important, mathematics and physics, and I was the best student in the world in them, and the worst student in the world in French. A matter of a laser on the main thing and a complete pass on the minor. In the matriculation exam in French, I came for fun. I copied from the dictionary that I was allowed to bring, and this is how my essay for the matriculation test went. This dictionary was written by Jean. This is the only thing I saw at the end of the dictionary that can be copied. It's not enough to mainly focus, it's important to ignore the therapist. I've been injured by nuts in the Shechlem sometimes, and the truth is that it was often exaggerated for me, but it's hard to always be on the right track. Like in the army course I was in, we did an exercise in the desert of soldiers. One of the girls from the company said, I'm staying here, can't continue. I answered her, bye. Because I knew that the exercise was individual, even though I was the commander of the exercise. It's hard to be balanced in this feature, but I'll just bluff you if you think I'm perfect. Because that's what you usually do when telling stories. You only get the main thing that shows how great the writer is and not the treatment from the writer's point of view and the main thing from your point of view about the failures and problematic aspects of certain features. How does this help plus 500? At plus 500 I was already really experienced in dealing mainly, and because I was the CEO in the first years, and after that set the tone, not everyone was dealing mainly in terms of their nature. You can change it, it will be a small effort for you and a big gain. Our regular phrase when someone sneezed was, how does it help to get better? At the end of a conversation I would always say, so we're closed, yes. The other party always thought and said the things we closed or didn't close. But that was part of the point of promoting closures. Another regular phrase of mine was, so we are in sync, meaning all the knowledge and adjustments have been said. I prefer but, we are closed. This was our profit, plus 500, and it's really nice when everyone has a common profit. From the dawn of history we humans converge on the common profit ours, whether it's hunting, company, money, war or peace. To invest is to bet smart. Investment, which is a type of bet, correctly of the capital you have accumulated is one of the most important things in life. That's why it's worth learning how to do it if you're a passive or active investor. I found my direction at a young age in selling, bets, in games, investments and trading systems. I don't need inventory, I don't need initial capital, and when you're on the right side, there's a constant profit. I've also always been drawn to gambling when I have a statistical profit, just like selling clothes at a profit. I started really small, a blackjack simulator, and from there I went to the biggest casino in the world, Bursa. It is important to read the tools as part of your way to accumulate capital. Do not take everything here as true, check everything with other sources and with logic. You have to look at a good investment as a bet with a probabilistic advantage. My wife Dana tells the children, "Look, Dad worked so hard, studied, started companies, and I just made the right choice once." And the most important thing in investments is to make individual investments, but that you are sure of and that you can make the difference, even if it's one investment in 20 years. Read a lot of books in all fields, you will find in them ways that others have gone through and will be able to shorten your processes. Here I have compiled recommendations on excellent investment books. Zero friction in business is greater convenience for the customer, and low friction in buying and operating the product or service is an important part that is often forgotten in the process because we constantly want to add another feature. Every company or business, the main thing they do is make people work less and feel more comfortable. This is what drives us for a large part of the day. We just want to work easier. To receive what we love without preparing it. To know the perfect partner without being someone or something. In short, to relax when everyone works for us. We saw in plus 500 when you put amounts by default and don't let the user put an amount. This increases the use and the size of the deposit, and this shows exactly the law, let the users work easily without too many choices. I also think that's the difference between the iPhone and Android. The iPhone is much simpler. In sales, it can make a huge difference if you ask my user to send you something or put in his phone enhancer. I'm not saying don't do it, but a smooth experience without friction is important in any business. You can take it further and look for such companies and invest in them. I saw this simplicity in Tesla. There are almost no clocks and the driver's panel is completely clean. It feels completely zero friction. Apple Pay also represents zero friction. Because you don't need to put an address, you press a button and boom. Money for the young because the old are not hungry. You can make money because the rich old are not up to date with the new technology. The older capitalists usually control the means of money in the economy. But every few years a new technology breaks out that the old people, like me, no longer know how to translate it into money and they are not really hungry either. In the 80s it was the personal computer. In the late 90s it was the internet, towards 2008 it was the mobile phones, and today in 2023 it is the AI that will change how we communicate with mobile phones and computers. You have a tremendous opportunity to make money when such technology breaks out because the old people and the old companies don't know how to eat it and they are fixed. There is nothing to think too much about, you have to pounce like hunters. To make money it is important to ride on trends and improve what is there. Global warming and environmental destruction are becoming more worrisome and more. For example, between 1880 and 2021, the Earth's average temperature rose by more than 1 degree Celsius, leading to devastating natural disasters such as wildfires and hurricanes. As medical advances continue, populations around the world are aging and life expectancy is increasing. For example, global life expectancy at birth increased from 66.5 years in 2000 to 72.9 years in 2021. This trend also contributes to a decrease in births, as fertility rates decreased from 2.65 children per woman in 2000 to 2.4 in 2021. The water shortage is intensifying, when about 1.5 billion people experience high vulnerability to water. At the same time, health problems such as obesity are on the rise, affecting over 650 million adults worldwide in 2021. Demand for electricity is increasing due to widespread adoption of air conditioning, electric cars, and other technologies. For example, the number of electric vehicles in use worldwide increased from 3.2 million in 2017 to about 10 million in 2021. the middle class is expanding, especially in India and China, where the combined middle class population is expected to reach 3.2 billion by 2030. At the same time, the concentration of wealth is increasing, with the top 10% of earners now controlling 76% of global wealth. The reliance on academic studies to accumulate capital is increasing, resulting in a more competitive educational landscape. Meanwhile, screen time is increasing, especially on mobile devices, with the average adult spending around 3 hours and 43 minutes per day on mobile devices in 2021. The importance of money in society is increasing, as is the trend towards individualism, with more people valuing the I over the we. For example, the percentage of single adults in the United States has increased from 37% in 1976 to 50% in 2021. As digitization progresses, different systems become more efficient and interconnected. This transformation is evident in the media landscape, which has transformed from single channels to thousands of sources, including social networks. The power of engineers is increasing, thanks to the rise of analytics and data-driven decision-making. The radicalization of the regimes is also on the rise, with extreme ideologies taking hold in different parts of the world. Governments are choosing inflation over raising taxes as a means of dealing with fiscal challenges. This preference has led to the emergence of megayas and increased urbanization, with 68% of the world's population expected to live in urban areas by 2050. Energy production is moving towards photovoltaic or nuclear power generation, with solar capacity increasing from 227 gigawatts in 2015 to more than -700 gigawatts by 2021. The accumulation of human knowledge continues to grow exponentially, with the internet playing a critical role in the dissemination of knowledge. To better understand these trends, it is recommended to explore graphical representations, such as those provided by visual capitalist signals. Invest in your health. The best investment, a favor with the biggest return, and a certain return, is the investment in your health. Make sure that money does not go to health services. Take care of your health and those you are responsible for. You will prevent diseases. It is cheap, and thus you will not treat diseases. It is expensive. Free thought on how to maintain health. In recent years, there has been a trend of diverting funds for healthcare from other sources, such as trips and food. Don't be there. How not to lose hope is not a strategy. You need to act wisely. Understand your list of biases. Minimize, in other words, maximize, everything that is important to you and not just money. Money yield, the time you invest in investments, possible disappointments. I believe that most of you will come to the conclusion that long-term indicators are the preferred option. You will be on a good, statistical, basis. The law of the basis basically means that you will always stand for statistically good percentages in front of your competitors in order to be successful. For example, if the financial professions bring in an average of NIS 20,000 per month and the design professions bring in NIS 4,000 a month, when you choose a finance profession, you're already on a good starting base, NIS 20,000. If on average someone who starts a company makes NIS 1 million a month, then that's an even better base. The law of the base applies to everything in life. Here's an example of money. It's possible to apply it in health, choosing a partner, or in sports. Improve your salary. Intentionally, this is in the feminine, but valid for all genders. Check the market how much you earn in your type of profession and ask for a raise every year. If you don't think you deserve a raise, act so that you get a raise. Take courses, close assignments, highlight your successes. Don't be afraid to leave the workplace. If your situation is not good and you depend on the place where you are, it means that you are dependent on someone other than yourself. Therefore, act so as not to be dependent on the workplace or any other factor that determines them. Freedom of thought and action is critical to success in every parameter. Check options, learn a new degree, progress, just don't be dependent on the workplace. That's how your salary will go up, because a workplace that feels dependent takes advantage of it. and modesty is one of the things I realized not long ago through free thought, is that modesty is a critical value not only in matters of money, car or spirit, but is important in all modesty in many fields. The advantage of being humble is that you are not dependent on getting more. You will not pursue achievements just for the purpose of the external impression created. How much we can gain if we understand the benefits of modesty. During speech and discussion, modesty gives you the possibility to take into account that you are wrong and change your mind. It allows you a margin of error. Home. Modesty lets you understand what is really important at home. A house that is too big requires a lot of maintenance and is prone to more breakdowns and breakdowns, and does not give you peace of mind. Car and products. Modesty in purchasing a car and products cuts off the feeling of consumption and materialism. Studies have shown that materialism does not produce happiness. Food. Choosing simple and humble ingredients will make our eating more healthy and balanced. Clothing. Modesty in our choice of clothing ultimately produces comfort in our daily life, and in addition also constitutes a financial and environmental saving. Courtesy of winners and losers. When modest winners do not produce aggressive opponents. When you lose with modesty, it gives you much more motivation and strength to improve. In the job market, modesty will help develop good and normal human relations, which can help you get a promotion in the workplace. In everything you do and want to find out the degree of modesty, I would ask two questions. 1. Do you enjoy it regardless to others? The second, can others be jealous of it? Do you consciously make others jealous of it? If the answer to the first question is negative and, in addition, the answer to the second question, the situation is bad. You are probably doing something to be looked at. If the answer to the first question is yes and also the answer to the second question is yes, the conclusion is that you should exercise discretion, because your enjoyment of the action may make others jealous. This is indeed a problematic situation, since the hardest thing is not to do the action. Employees on steroids, are they employees and want to advance at work? Treat the company you work for as if it were your business. Change the work environment, push your ideas. It's your turn to change the face of society, and of course quietly make sure that everyone knows that it is you who are pushing. Finally, in private companies, the talented people advance, and talent builds over time and smart work. Pay attention not to hard work, but smart work. Buy cheap, sell cheap, company value, think freely, independently, because the consensus price is priced in the market. I'll give you an example. You entered a store at the flea market and saw a painting. You see its future potential and therefore you assume that it is worth NIS 100. You see that the price is NIS 50, it seems worth buying, but you will always add room for error in the valuation. Mode of a hunter who is quietly waiting for prey. Do not be active. One of our biggest problems is waiting patiently when the money ours is not working. Make several individual investments and wait patiently for positive results. The great difficulty is to lie in wait for the prey without moving. In the long term, stocks have yielded the highest return of all assets. Therefore, they are the best asset for long-term holding, given that they do not lose the return to trading fees. Investing in indices through ETFs is preferable for 90% of people, mainly because less will exit and enter the market. The key to success is to stay in the market for the long term and not to leave. People's timing is often wrong. You have to take into account that there will be years when you lose even 50% of the investment. But in the long run, it will probably be good. Be hunters, not prey. In hunter mode, you should wait patiently for opportunities. Sometimes months or years pass until the opportunity. You are offered to join a new company. You saw a house at a good price, or there is now an opportunity to enter a new and profitable field. When it comes, jump on it. All you need for success in the field is a few opportunities, that's all. Just think. Actions that require 3 steps are more dangerous than actions that take 1 step. Let's say the chance of getting tangled up in a step is 20%. The chance to pass 3 steps safely is about 48%. The chance to pass 1 step safely is 80%. Think simply, hard, but worthwhile. With every investment, Think and ask yourself, how can you lose here? In other words, try to enter investments where it is very difficult to lose. The risk is small and the profit, upside, is large. Cash money, in the bank, in cash, in a wardrobe or anywhere that does not accrue interest above inflation, is an excellent way to lose money. Every year it loses its value due to inflation. Do Jews love money? And interest? I am allowed such a title because I am Jewish. Compound interest. This is a universal law, one of the wonders of the world, and in investments one of the most critical laws. When you invest, the interest that is dividends or any other profit back in the capital growth fund is tremendous. A simple example, an investment of NIS 10,000 for 25 years at 10% annual interest will yield NIS 110,000. That's 11 times the money. When you take a loan, the law is against you and the lender uses the law to your detriment. The law applies not only to money but also to knowledge, ability, and career. Invest back what you have gained or what you have learned to improve your abilities. This is what smart and successful people do. Nebiel's Yeheskel Bamba try to anticipate the market, very much requested, but in the short term the market is random. So don't do it. The important game is between the short term and the long term. In the long term you can see trends and profit, but our instinct is to look at the short term and react, which is destructive to returns. Invest for the long term. Don't get into complicated business situations. This will save you a lot of money and headaches. You will learn about probabilities and the difference between, there is a 10% chance that it will rain today, and, it will rain today. A good book on the subject. Naked statistics in any investment or decision you will look for and understand your statistical advantage over the other side. If I offer you half a shekel when you succeed in tossing a coin and when you fail to guess you lose a shekel, with each coin toss you will lose 25 shekels on average, which means 25% of the money you invest will disappear. It is possible that after 10 shots you will be in profit, but this does not prove anything. Understand this point and you already have a big advantage. A big upside and a small downside are the good investments or ventures. If you buy an ETF, stay with it until you have to get the money. The ideal is that the certificate pays a dividend and then you will use it and not the money in the ETF certificate. Do not invest in specific stocks or bonds, but only in ETF certificates from around the world on all indices. Always invest for the long term, 5 years or more, in any channel. Quick profit comes in a long-term investment. Never invest based on a guaranteed return from an unreliable source. For example, 10% return on apartments in Greece. Where is the interest hiding? Completely ignore the recommendations of those with interests such as investment consultants and the like. For reasons of commissions, it is better not to mess with hedge funds and the like. Read here why ETFs are better. Calculate it for the long term and interpret the trends of years and not the events of today or yesterday. It is much easier to see trends of years such as population size decrease, transition to electric cars, eye effect on services than yesterday Tesla fell by 15%. Indices, by ETFs, and apartments are the best investment for inexperienced investors. Don't be afraid of starting a business or a girlfriend. It will pay off if you persevere and sell a good product or service. Don't pass by and ignore, in business situations. If there is something you don't understand, dig deeper and understand. If you can't understand, give up on the deal. Imagine the investment 5 years into the future. What would your I from the future say about the investment you made? I should have been more aggressive. I knew that you shouldn't trust liars. Good investments are usually the opportunities for investments that others do not see their future potential, such as a company that is sold cheap and in the future can recover. A smart partner and unwise partner, differentiate between the partners. Let's say the founders of Company X. You shouldn't think that all founders are strong. At least one is the most important, sometimes it's all of them. But it is critical to distinguish between them. Stop screwing up your education. The biggest difficulty is in implementation and not in ideas. A nice way to implement it is to write a list of tasks to be done at the beginning of each day and make sure that they are all done. All of them. Treat the problem and not the symptom in everything. Jeff Bezos, who built the company that changed the way people shop, said this powerful sentence. You don't fix the symptom. You fix the problem that caused the symptom. And that's the secret of Amazon's success in the last 20 years, 1233 on this YouTube. Limited liability consultants. Most innovative ideas will be received, or have been received according to history, with great suspicion. I'm personally not a big fan of whether counseling is a good idea. As Gandhi said, at first they ignore, then laugh, then fight, and in the end you win. If an idea was clear that it was good, everyone would do it. It is very important to allocate money and invest it wisely in the business. Also in the country, Warren Buffett does this in the businesses in which he invests. This is a quality that few leaders and managers have. The gift economy. Since the dawn of history, humans have engaged in give and take. Giving and receiving gifts is an important part of business. It creates trust between people. In business, in the end, there is a connection between people. I have cultivated all these years to keep my word, even though sometimes I sinned and did not keep my word. Always try to stand behind what you say. It is worth giving a gift without expecting to receive a return from the other side. It adds to how the team in the company perceives the values of the company. The chain encourages real feedback in order to constantly improve, different from the spiral law. In the spiral, there is feedback. In this law, we encourage the people to give real feedback to each other. In order to improve, we need feedback. People are afraid to give negative feedback. Encourage them to do so. You can learn much more from negative feedback than positive feedback. Positive feedback is usually said to have no shame. Negative feedback is harder to accept. Sometimes silence is negative feedback, but always try to be in relationships or in a workplace where there is complete transparency, for better or for worse. If you give others negative feedback, you will also receive negative feedback, and it will really help you to move forward. Nothing comes easy in business. One of the things I have come across over the years is that nothing is simple. There are often complications that you don't think about. Nothing comes easy to anyone. Even the best tennis players started with great difficulty. Even the simplest things encounter unexpected problems. When you know this whole, then you are not surprised when you get stuck in problems. On the contrary, you smile and remember the law. The real wisdom is to work hard at the beginning, hard, and then maybe things will come easily. A banana makes the difference in business. The banana effect. In your company, it is important that you always pick up the banana. Which means that someone on the team sees a problem or something that needs to be sorted out so that they don't ignore it and strive to solve not only the problem, those of what caused her. There is a tendency mainly in medium-sized and government companies to ignore the banana on the floor. It does not depend on the people but also on the spirit in the society. At Plus 500 and Play 65, we did not leave bananas on the floor. Many times when you work in an orderly place with clean and orderly streets, it is easy to recruit people who cheat bananas. Because what they see everywhere and on the way to work is also known to reduce crime. A good business usually helps people to be lazier and to work easily. A car, TV, an investment fund. Culture is a winning strategy every day at Plus 500. I tried to push for a culture of modesty and completing tasks perfectly, as well as caring for the users and never lying or promising that they would make money. The culture was that we were doing something big and branding the business for many years. We hired only people who wanted to do something big without showing it off, quiet people but with super abilities. This created a culture in the company of doing beautiful things and also led to a strategy of targeting and opening markets. To do what is good for society. I also repeated this sentence endlessly, do what is good for society. The strategy changed from time to time, but the culture remained. You hear a lot of buzzwords, mobile strategy, blah blah strategy, not interesting. Culture beats strategy every day. Thinking well and continuous reflection is the key, especially for long-term success. A talented manager may spend 15 hours thinking about their company's goals, while others may only spend 5 hours. It doesn't make you smarter, but exposes you to more ideas. Thinking, like walking, allows you to explore new places. I remember a time when I faced a significant challenge in my career. I spent countless hours reassessing and adjusting both short-term and long-term goals while keeping the main idea at the forefront of my mind. This approach led to my eventual success, which required 10 years of persistence and dedication. Addressing hard truths is essential, as is envisioning your business flourishing around the world. I once faced a difficult situation where I had to face an uncomfortable reality. By recognizing this and imagining the possibilities, I was able to steer the business in the right direction. Words have the same weight as actions. Your colleagues will constantly scrutinize your behavior, especially if you hold a leadership position. It is essential to be genuine in your achievements, as fraud will eventually be discovered. I once witnessed the downfall of a colleague who faked his achievements, which ultimately led to a loss of trust and credibility. Embrace beauty, because it often yields positive results. I have always been drawn to aesthetic spaces and experiences, which has allowed me to create an environment that fosters creativity and success. By consistently reflecting, reassessing goals, facing challenges head-on, and emphasizing authenticity and beauty, you can achieve long-term success in your personal and professional life. Taking the stage and betraying my 25 years of business experience, Shayna shows that most people for the sake of money will cheat. Over the years I have gathered with me the people who will not betray for the sake of money or power, they founded Plus 500 with me. My conclusion, which can help you, is if you give a person control of the business, and you can't fire them when you want, it is very likely that they will betray you for money. I've seen it in all the businesses I've founded and been involved in. I have helped many people become rich and I have seen it in them. Keep the power with you if you own the business unless you want to get out of the business. Maybe I would have cheated like that too, I've never been in that situation, but these are good people who cheated. You wouldn't believe it, I didn't believe it either. People probably change with money, power and jealousy. There is it in the tilt of the stage, in the tools for freedom. You actually know a person who doesn't cheat, the person sees money and power and changes and then it's a new person, you didn't know, and he cheats. Zetamart, you identified a person who does not cheat, but he has changed. You can see this even in one of the people in power today. Choosing partners and giving them percentages later, you will read about my partners for Plus 500, each of us brought a different ability. The combination of the abilities led us to build one of the most profitable Israeli companies. In 2020, the company earned $500 million in net profit. Here you will find a summary of Plus 500 data. We had history from previous companies, and they survived me. A previous company was called BizReef and was for freelancers and was a huge failure. The exact same team with the addition of one more built Plus 500. One of the things I always made sure of when choosing partners were leading universities and that they should have good potential, not necessarily proven. I looked for points that pointed to potential. Studied 2 degrees at the same time at Tel Aviv University, an officer in the army, was central to the development team at a startup company, worked at Google, worked at Intel, etc. I usually used a tip from someone who referred me to him or her. They always had a percentage in the business, which made them give much more of themselves than usual. Personally, when I worked at a startup with no percentage, I was not interested at all, and I was the worst employee in the world. Every day we came to work, but for us it was a battle, not a job, we wanted to win. Every day we made hundreds of decisions, many of them difficult, but in the end at Plus 500, at Play 65 as well as at the other companies, thousands of decisions had to be made until the system was established. And when you ask me what the secret is, it's part of the secret to making thousands of good decisions, sometimes hundreds a day. Omer Elazari, the commander of commanders, the best CTO in Israel, founder of Plus 500 and a partner. I met Omar through an underground ad of mine and Alad's on the internet when we were looking for a founder, CTO with Alad for one of the ventures we founded after Play 65 and before Plus 500. The ad on Google Ads said something like, "Stop being a screw on a slave ship and come to a startup." After a short interview and a few logical questions, I realized that this is a man of values, determined to succeed and self-confident in his abilities, and the fact that he graduated with honors from the Technion and was an army officer in a combat unit, made me to trust my intuitions. Omar proved himself and together with Shlomi quickly developed an excellent product, and allowed us as a company to try a wide variety of business strategies. And thus we quickly came to the conclusion that the venture we developed at the time, an arena for freelancers in a variety of services, did not have business feasibility at the time. At least not like this that makes money that is not on top of investors, so we hurried to close it. A winning team when you have a strong and fast development team with a strong understanding of the business side, it's like driving in a Ferrari while everyone else is crawling on tractors and plowing fields. The work between us was conducted at the level of what is needed, usually in a private company, and from there things were done independently. With the understanding at the level high, there is no need to define much and it saves a lot of work and unnecessary bragging, such as documents, meetings, summaries, etc. It was clear to me that I wanted him to be the one to lead the development at Plus 500. Plus 500 was a leap forward in terms of the complexity of the development. We entered a world that is real-time. That is, everything has to be very fast and reactive. Financial. Everything has to be very accurate and simple. To take a financial world that was still the same a very complex day and make it simple and intuitive for the end user. Omar and Shlomi opened the server side in a very short time, and it includes a lot of systems, finance, commerce, marketing, payments, customer management, many APIs and more, and everything had to work all the time, in a secure way, and in a very precise and fast way. 7 months on the road since we went live, only 7 months later, it was full of good decisions that we made and also a lot of luck. One of the good things we did in the development of the Plus 500 is to test the new features that we developed or any other parameter that we wanted test using test groups and compared them to a control group. This way we knew that we are constantly moving forward and that everything added to the platform necessarily improves, or at least does not harm, our business goals. The technological side was very significant in Plus 500 and gave a huge advantage over competitors. The code was written so that processes will be automated and simple. Human intervention was only required in places of decision-making or intervention in exceptional cases. Therefore, there was no need for trading rooms or telephone support, something that was very unacceptable in the industry at the time. Our technological base gave us an amazing ability to make quick adjustments and changes. For example, in the crisis with the British regulator and we had to re-approve all the customers, a process that could have taken many months for another company took only a few weeks for us, while clearly prioritizing the important customers. Stop kidding yourself, the issue of priorities is critical. You need to understand in everything you do. What is important and what is not? What comes before and what comes after? Few people know how to make these diagnoses. Omar knew how to do it perfectly and does not get dragged behind technological adventures, but always stays on the track of what contributes to society, to use technology to achieve the goals. That is, the understanding is that technology is a means and not the goal when you have a strong team around you. Business decisions are much better and more accurate. In places where there is only one decision maker, creativity and the silat. Excel decreases. In Plus 500 development, the question from Omar was always what is next and why. There is a huge advantage when development understands what the business needs are and does not write like a parrot. Alad Ben Yitzchak, the marketing engineer who friended us, is the founder of Plus 500 and a partner in the company. His name in the company is Yedidno, on Shum, who started conversations with Yedidi at the time. The big jump in the companies I founded came when we took Alad as marketing manager at Play 65. In the previous companies, there was no one really in charge of marketing. Alad had no marketing background except that he was an electrical engineer and an officer in the army with a master's degree with honors from the Technion. Gal brought him to play 65. The beauty of Alad is that you don't realize how strong he is at first sight. He certainly surprised, not in the initial abilities but in the progress. When we established plus 500 after leaving play 65, there was little doubt that Gal and Alad would continue with me to the next company. One of Alad's nice moves at play 65 was sending real backgammon boards to the players with the play 65 logo. You still see them walking around all over the world. Another strong move was commercials in Maccabi Tel Aviv games with the noise of the dice being thrown when the announcer says, play 65 inches. It was a genius move because the noise of the dice directly connected us. Always look for moves in marketing with a little energy but with a big profit. Play backgammon. We chose an excellent name to describe backgammon, an international name that was easy to write and all the domain names were available. We called it Play 65. At Play 65, we were looking for sharp and business people for marketing, because the marketing was based on collaborations with small, medium and even large entities. We tried to recruit a team of pilots for marketing, and we even separated marketing as a separate unit from the company, literally as a separate office. And in addition, each agent is measured by his performance as a separate entity, a separate business unit, and his salary is determined accordingly. It worked pretty well, but the pilot team didn't prove themselves as well as the engineering team on the plus 500. The goal was not to compromise on the quality of the employees, a goal that was partially achieved. Plus 500 in the branding of Coca-Cola plus 500 marketing was based on analytics and numbers. So we recruited engineers, set metrics, and built tools. When there is an engineer in marketing, then all decisions are very analytical, and that makes a difference. Alad was of course an engineer who brought engineers under him at plus 500, not at play 65, and they saw the difference in the level of marketing. The marketing was managed in a very measured manner, and unique tools of automation and calculations were developed that created a great advantage over the competitors. Did we say engineers? A move of free thinking was also in closing plus 500 sponsorship with Atletico Madrid. The contract was closed within a week and thus we bypassed companies that were in a long process to conclude a contract with them. Here we applied a principle that was also applied in the past in the company: when you recognize an opportunity, seize it. Although there was great difficulty and effort in closing the contract in a week, but later we enjoyed years of easy work with crazy branding. A small investment for a big profit. Shlomi Wiseman, officer and gentleman, the number one key, founder of Plus 500 and super partner. We came to Shlomi in the best way to recruit quality partners, through brilliant friends. When Alad and I recruited Omer to BizReef, a failed company that dealt in freelancers, we asked Omer if he had a strong engineer friend. That's how we met Shlomi. Omer of course had an interest in bringing someone powerful to the company in which he has a stake, so of course he brought the person he valued the most, an outstanding president, an officer in the army and Omer's personal acquaintance with him. There is bingo. Shlomi excels as president of the Technion. He passed me because I am the dean of the Faculty of Electrical Engineering with excellence. Always try to recruit people stronger than you. It's difficult but possible, and the second point is to recruit someone strong and ask him to bring a friend or someone else strong. Shlomi works well and understands exactly what he's doing. It's amazing to see his art. When I wrote code in the first companies, I immediately attacked the code. Shlomi first characterizes and understands, asks the questions, plans ahead, and only then does he start writing. But not only what he needs but also tools to help him debug before he releases it. In the QA team, there was great enthusiasm for whoever managed to find a bug for Shlomi. It was amazing to see his progress also at BizReef and then at the company that followed Plus 500. I would have recognized him by the way he walked. It had a special voice signature. Slomko had a respectable part in the success of Plus 500. He was a much more important rib. Our hacks include the crypto we were the first in the world to offer as a contract of difference. As the software architect, he designed and developed the server together with Omar. received responsibility for the core of the server and managing all trading operations in real time. I worked closely with him in managing the financial trading tools and the risks that are the blood of the system. We had good chemistry, mutual fertilization, and we worked excellently together. Today, Slomko no longer writes code but enjoys life. Israel has lost one of its best developers. His name in the company is Slomko, from a famous speech his father gave at his wedding. The best developer in Israel without a doubt at all. Shlomi writes how to become a software developer at a high level. Usually you should start at an early age but never late. If you like math and logical puzzles, there is a good chance that programming is for you. It is essential to build a comprehensive understanding and develop the entire process end-to-end, from working with databases and all the way to realizing the user and the applications. It is worth experimenting with a wide variety of different technologies and languages. From object orientation to functional programming. Do not focus only on a certain niche. Strive to understand large systems at a high level and be close to the business side in terms of requirements and understanding. When you characterize a system, think as general and forward as possible. Strive for flexible code subject to future changes and requirements. Cultivate personal side projects, and this is an excellent opportunity to develop them in languages and technologies outside your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to experiment and break things. It's always easy to go back, e.g. with Git. Like a doctor, continue to learn and stay up to date in the field through social networks and technology sites, like Hacker News. Delve into the code of well-known libraries and learn from the code of others. Work alongside strong people, ideally with a mentor more experienced than you. Contribute to open-source projects and be an active community member, will greatly contribute to your personal growth. Share your knowledge through blogs or social media posts, as this encourages deeper understanding and opens you up to constructive criticism. Build automations of repetitive Sisyphean tasks to save time and effort. Embrace the AI revolution, which is changing the field and the way we think. Developers who are constantly learning and improving often excel. They understand complex systems, interaction between components and chains of events. They anticipate edge cases and prepare for system growth, taking into account system loads, queues, data flow, complex queries, and dealing with errors. His 10-second bar wave is worth a lot plus 500 founder and partner. His name for me is NIS, after NIS, which is the new Israeli shekel. The long-distance runner, he and I are the oldest of the partners and have been running together for more than 20 years, since the merry internet casino days. If you compare Gal to a basketball player, then he is an all-round player. Gal is a product person who knows how to simplify the product for the average user. For example, for Play 65, Gal brought the matching through a table that was very easy for users to understand, and then a similar table also in Plus and the division of the screen into two, the tools you buy in the table above and graphs below. One of the things we have pushed over the years is the simplification of the products. According to the saying, there is no such thing as too simple, there is too complicated. This is a critical rule for the success of the product. Experience shows that if Gal and I agree on something, then it usually works well. That's how there were many big questions about product, strategy, and marketing. For example, Gal pushed with a lad the sponsorship of Atletico Madrid. Gal was the face of the IPO of the Plus in London together with Alad Ibn Chen, who led the business side. Gal helped convince bankers, investors, accountants and lawyers. Gal was good at putting out fires when there were regulatory problems and it was necessary. Gal and I have known each other since high school through his brother who was in class with me. Gal stood bravely in front of journalists and television. There was an interview on CNBC that I watched from the sidelines in the studio and could not speak due to excitement. I was amazed at how Gal spoke so eloquently when they tried to crucify us. It was a tremendous piece. At Plus 500 Gal, he was a client developer and also responsible for operations at the beginning, and along the way he established the payment system, the contracts with the clearinghouses, the support system. There was really a lot, and it all took 7 months. A winning team and relentless problem solvers are essential to the company's success. Recognizing that any challenge is doable and taking immediate action separates successful entrepreneurs from those who fail. This is true when dealing with customers, suppliers, or employees. Understanding their needs is key. For example, a real estate developer once had to help a client find a new house with a better view before agreeing to sell his lot. Despite the time-consuming process, the developer's persistence paid off. Intelligent and reliable people often make better team members than those with only experience. Over time, experience will accumulate, so it's more important to work with people you trust and value. When hiring, evaluate candidates based on their potential rather than their current abilities. Large organizations benefit from small autonomous but guided teams, as exemplified by Spotify. Testing a candidate's suitability by allowing them to work on a project for a week or two can be helpful. It is essential that a project team has one dedicated manager who is responsible for the success of the project. Building and maintaining an organizational structure that allows good people to thrive and feel included is essential. Level A employees tend to hire other Level A employees, while Level B employees tend to hire Level C employees. Maintaining a high level of talent is challenging but rewarding. Simple salary structures and bonuses work best, as overly complicated or high expectations can be detrimental. Adjusting the reward to what the employees can control is more effective than linking it to external factors. Balancing freedom and discipline through organizational culture and employing disciplined people is essential. Trust your logic when making decisions and strive for happiness in business without feeling completely satisfied. A productive and creative work environment requires attention to detail, from the physical space to the atmosphere. Encourage a proactive and positive attitude, and ensure that what is done in the organization permeates the company culture. Dealing with problems head-on and always striving for progress. Good people do not need to be managed but only to be guided. In this way, you can manage the organization's method and not its managers. Marketing like Tinder, the layer model. In Tinder, they call it the layer model. People put pictures to show that they are rich, beautiful, smart, and family-loving, a picture with a child. It works because it works on us on several levels. Pizza is not just considered the most delicious food in the world in some survey I read, and also logically. It has carbohydrates, proteins, and fats as well as crunchies. All of these work on several mechanisms with us. You don't find such a natural food that has all of these, so it's new for us, and produces a super reactivity that evolution didn't prepare for us. The product you're marketing for whatever reason, to increase the probability that people will buy what you want to sell, play on several levels together, it will produce a super reactivity. Just like the pizza and the photos on Tinder. For example, you will see that the product, everyone has it, it will make them beautiful and in addition is going to run out of the shelves. The biases you should use. Read here the biases that you can profit from in free thinking for marketing, but be a little beyond the truth and not a lie. The really big profit is when the product or service is close to the branding we are marketing it. Trust only yourselves, who cares about you? At the end of the day, the one who cares most about you is you. Yes, yes, you. This does not mean not to trust others, but it means to make the last decision and understand for yourself why you made it, of course using free thought. There is no expert who knows better than you what is right for you in business, your money, and your private life. A business is built from development, operation, finance, marketing, and management. I suggest that you control the fate of all these departments. This is how I always did in the companies I founded. A man with gel in his hair in a tall building. What is important in starting a company, which is a very delicate and very important step, is to make sure that there is not one factor on your path that you depend on that can fail you. If your business depends on a certain information provider, make sure that there are two. If the whole business depends on a certain contract that needs to be signed for the business to succeed, try to work around it. In all the companies I founded, I didn't want to fail because of an external factor. I wanted the people to whom I was offering the product to tell me no, and not a senior manager with hair gel in a tall building in the city, a big one. That's why I prefer to sell a product or service to private individuals rather than to companies or a specific company. It is much better to depend on many people, because it is easier to reach them. Look at the biggest companies in the world. Most of them started with products for private individuals and not companies, B2C. The most important figure in almost every business, the company most thinks about knowing what is the lifetime value of an average customer, LTV, lifetime value. There may be other cuts to this by country. That is, a Danish customer may be worth $5,000 compared to an Israeli customer who is worth $1,000. This means that this is the profit that the company expects to satisfy from this customer. In marketing, give me X and I will market your product, is basically throwing money away and it is not measurable. Free thought is to measure in marketing how much it costs to bring a customer, how much the customer is worth, and then to know how much to invest in bringing a customer and if it is possible to close a deal like this. I will pay you on the Yahoo website 1000 NIS per paying customer. If you know that a customer is worth NIS 2000. This kind of marketing means that your destiny is in your hands. You just need to know how much a customer is worth to you. A system that measures how much you paid for a certain amount of marketing. This is how you should build all your business systems, all of which only need people with the ability to learn and love for what they do. That's it. The entire supply chain under your control. If you trust other companies to manage your marketing, development, finances or business operation not in your hands, you will control the fate of your business. It doesn't have to be like this from the first day, but over time you should control the entire product chain of your business. Look for example how Tesla took over the entire chain of the business. The car, the chargers, the charging network, batteries, automatic driver, solar panels and a website that sells the car. She doesn't trust almost any company to give her something substantial in her business. The supply chain is important because in the end you will make it because it is good and best suited to your needs. Plans don't mean much. When I was growing up, I always heard the saying, if you want to make God laugh, tell him about your plans. This resonated with me when I experienced a significant change in my life. I thought about a career in finance, but life had other plans, and I ended up working in the gambling industry. My plans may have changed, but I have learned that it is important to remain flexible and adapt to new circumstances. I remember the first time I had to pitch an idea to a developer company. Instead of creating a long presentation, I wrote a few simple pages that clearly explained the concept, with simple numbers and explanations. The result? The future team members picked up the idea much faster than if I had given a presentation. When we founded Plus 500, I focused on refining measurable parameters to drive growth. For example, when we launched Plus 500, my focus was on growing unique traders on money. This helped me create a sustainable and scalable business model. I would always believe in doing something the best in the world, having a clear financial engine, and being passionate about the business. This principle has guided me in building a company I love, and it's something I strive for every day. I also learned the importance of not blindly copying competitors. While it's fine to learn from others, it's essential to avoid simply riding the wave, and instead focus on innovation and improvement. Putting customers first has been a key factor in my success. By always considering their needs and preferences, I have built a loyal customer base that has helped my business grow. Throughout my career, I have seen the value of controlling critical processes in a company. For example, outsourcing allowed me to create a better final product that is easier to change and improve. In software development, I learned to minimize communication between teams, preferring to use APIs for synchronization. This approach streamlined the development process and increased overall efficiency. I also discovered the power of working in small teams. When I was involved in a software project, we didn't have more than 3 people on the team, which allowed us to work more efficiently and effectively. One lesson that has stuck with me is the importance of simplicity. It's natural for people to complicate things, but success often lies in distilling processes and problems down to their essence. Embracing simplicity has been an essential part of my journey. Over the course of my career, I've learned to focus on long-term thinking, constantly push for greatness, and only tackle tough problems when they have significant value. Reading books like Working Backwards provided me with valuable insights into how to run large organizations and disrupt industries. Dealing with customers, collaborating with competitors, streamlining processes, and knowing when to give up are all lessons I've learned throughout my career. It's important to set parameters for success or failure before starting a project, because it helps mitigate biases and make more objective decisions. Finally, I've learned not to worry about what others think. What really matters is how I see the world and what I want to achieve in it. This mindset helped me stay focused on my goals and find success in my personal and professional life. I preferred to hire a woman for the position if possible, perhaps because women are evolutionarily built to take care of children. This is also felt in the workplace. It is not accurate to claim that women have a better heart than men, but that's how I feel. For this statement oversimplifies the complexity of human nature and perpetuates stereotypes. Both men and women have unique strengths and qualities that can contribute to the workplace. Instead, we should focus on the importance of hiring based on merit, skills, and relevant experience, instead of gender. But despite all the nice words, I always preferred to hire a woman for the position. They have less ego and contribute to the social fabric. I have never seen a woman steal from a business, but I have seen men like that. However, research has shown that there are certain traits and qualities often found in women that can be beneficial in professional settings. For example, women tend to excel in emotional intelligence, empathy, and communication, which can help foster a more collaborative and supportive work environment. In addition, studies have shown that women are more likely to adopt a transformational leadership style, which includes inspiring and motivating team members, as well as encouraging personal growth and development. Ultimately, the goal should be to recruit the best candidate for the position, regardless of gender. By embracing diversity and promoting equal opportunities in the workplace, organizations can benefit from a wide range of perspectives, skills, and experiences that contribute to better decision-making and problem-solving. Looking for a manager for a company is the most difficult. Train someone who knows how to develop new methods and give a vision. I've never been able to do it well, even though I've tried many times. The best is to promote someone from the business, but I think it's smarter to buy a company with a manager who knows how to develop methods and put that manager in your company. No debts, please. Always I managed and founded companies with no debts at all and no loans. Even on a personal level, I lived with what I had. The reason I didn't take out loans and debts is because then you have to manage the debt day by day and not think and worry about the future. It is possible if in advance. This is the thinking in real estate companies as well. I've always stayed away from real estate because it's too slow for me. When you look around, you see many people who got rich from real estate, so it feels like a good field to me. I would look at the trend of working from home and how you will lead the new real estate, probably near Teva and outside the cities there will be real estate that will increase in value. Copy a successful expert if you want to be a successful writer, narrator, or anything after that. It depends on you. See who is successful in the field and try to understand what he does differently from others. Copy it and improve it in your own special way. Usually this or that expert does something that sets him apart from others. For example, if he is a successful YouTuber in the US and offers money to people to do funny things, it is worth trying elsewhere in the world for the same concept. This is of course just an example. Many times it is very profitable to do the same thing in another place because there is a good chance that what works for a certain people will work for another people. Give the truth inside so that the people who work with you will also give you back. Infinite truth flies businesses to high places. At +500, I always told everyone what I really thought without much embellishment, but yes, with softening, that's how others were with me as well. In business, giving and receiving honest feedback is essential for fostering growth, improving performance, and maintaining a healthy work environment. Here's why it's essential and some tips on how to provide honest feedback effectively. Performance improvement. Honest feedback allows employees to identify their strengths and weaknesses, allowing them to work on areas that need improvement and improve their overall performance. Encouraging professional development. When employees receive constructive feedback, they can focus on developing the skills they need to advance in their careers. Building trust. Open communication and honest feedback help establish trust between team members, managers, and employees, leading to stronger relationships and a more cohesive work environment. Improving collaboration. Honest feedback fosters a culture of transparency and teamwork, where employees feel comfortable sharing ideas and collaborating on projects. Increasing productivity. By addressing problems and offering suggestions for improvement, honest feedback can lead to increased productivity and efficiency within the organization. Driving innovation. Honest feedback encourages employees to think creatively, challenge the status quo, and offer innovative solutions to problems. How to give honest feedback effectively? Be specific. Clearly describe the issue or behavior you are addressing. Provide specific examples to help the recipient understand the context and impact of their actions. Use I statements. Frame your feedback in terms of your perspective and feelings. For example, say, "I noticed that the deadline was missed," instead of, "You missed the deadline." Focus on the behavior, not the person. Make sure your feedback is directed at the behavior or the issue at hand, rather than criticizing the individual's character. Be timely. Offer feedback as soon as possible after an incident or an observation, when the situation is still fresh in everyone's mind. Balance positive and negative feedback. Acknowledge and acknowledge the recipient's strengths and achievements alongside areas for improvement. This approach makes feedback more constructive and easier to receive. Offer solutions. Suggest practical steps the recipient can take to address the problem and improve their performance. Encourage two-way communication. Invite the recipient to share their thoughts, concerns, or questions about the feedback. This approach fosters an open dialogue and helps both parties gain a deeper understanding of the situation. By incorporating these strategies, businesses can create a culture of open communication and continuous improvement, which will ultimately lead to higher performance, increased productivity, and better employee satisfaction. Money agreement to keep money. I haven't gotten a divorce yet, and I don't think I will anytime soon. People lose their property and health following a divorce. Your profit with a small effort can be if you agree in advance on a financial agreement. In business and also in my personal life, I looked for a small effort for a big profit. With a financial agreement, we prevent fights, put everything on the table, and save lawyers. Our great gain is clear, our loss is temporary discomfort. In the financial agreement, the other party does not have to give up what is due, both parties give up fighting in the future. If the financial agreement causes you to break up, that's good, it just shows how shaky your relationship is. Even if you argue over the agreement for a few days, it is worth the savings in years of strife. Even when you get rid of business partners, employees, or founders, it is better to determine the rules for separation in advance. More than once I broke up with a partner, and everything was clear, so we didn't fight. The co-founder did indeed threaten me with, "I will sue you," but I was not moved by that because I knew he was a rich person thanks to our acquaintance, so as long as I understood that I did not do anything unfair to him or that there were no rules, everything was fine. By the way, he lost respect and not money from the breakup. There is no such thing as delaying. There is a bad manager. If you want to carry out a project or task and you see that he is not moving, intervene. Many times it is an intermediary who mediates between you and the supplier. Kick the middleman and push the supplier. The store always needs to make concessions in order to move forward. Even today, since I have not been involved in Plus 500 for a long time and want to push, let's say, the Free Thought website, there are delays in the process, something is stopping the process. So now I activate the key of the site myself. And every day I ask him what's going on and see the progress. There is a possibility that he will read this text as well, but that's okay. Never get delays, push all the time, otherwise things don't happen. I've never been in a company or project where I didn't have to push, solve problems, and strive to finish like crazy. Understand the reason for the delay and solve it. Investing in companies, buying companies with good management in a crisis is usually profitable. When companies with good management are under pressure, they improve and become more efficient. Facebook, companies with mediocre management and below deteriorate when they are under pressure. Teva. Understanding our biases as humans and mechanisms to correct them. Here you can read about some of them. The main biases that are important to tame in investments. Ignoring new information. Receiving information that matches our point of view. Initial anchor. Pain from a large loss rather than pleasure from a profit. The bias to act. It is better not to look at flashing screens in stocks because of this. Basing on information that everyone knows as if only you know something. The bias to think you are better than you really are. And much more. Know your limitations. A procedure of marking V in grades prevents rash decisions. Check which investments should be sold and not just what to buy. Remember, all companies will almost evaporate by themselves due to the following human reasons. Asterisk, they don't want to change direction. Asterisk, align with the CEO. Asterisk, waste budgets on projects and acquisitions to the end. Asterisk, impeccably and logically imitate the competitors and in the end don't add value. Look for companies that are in your comfort zone. Put everything else in the too hard for me basket. Sometimes the best way to find a good solution is to think backwards. Turn the problem around. Let's say you want to help India. Now think about how to destroy it greater than make it bigger. The birth greater than stop teaching in schools. And that's how they often come to a solution. Invert. Read what the CEOs write in the reports and look for honesty and high ethics there, such as, we didn't grow this year because we made mistakes. Evolution caused people to work hard from nothing to people in exactly the same way. Think about your company, kill unsuccessful ideas and move forward with the successful ones. This process requires repeated feeding of data. The natural tendency is to hit, make an investment, and this is also the expectation of those around you. But you are rewarded for being right and not when you hit. Therefore, hit a few times a year, if at all, and not with small bets and urgent except in large and few investments. Time when you think and wait for a hit is like free money that is given to you. Patience, self-control and again patience. Not following the market and stocks every day, it biases your decisions. Understand the shortcomings of humans in general. Have an opinion contrary to what is accepted in the market in the right cases. Develop correct expectations. Understand probabilities and lay traps at the right time. Prepare a checklist in which a company should comply in order to check the feasibility of this investment for you. The management. Management board. Management board. A business with good management that has internal integrity will be successful for years. One of the characteristics of good management is a long-term vision that causes products or services to improve over the years. Response to the actions of the management. By the actions of the management, you can tell if it is good or not. Respond, and don't ignore management's mistakes, in selling the company's shares, or its smart successes, in buying the company's shares. Price. 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 There is almost no asset that is not worth buying at the right price. Words and actions. This point is a bit difficult to check, but it is very important. Check that the management stands behind its words and actions. That is, it does not just throw sentences into the air and does not implement them. Look for companies with reliable CEOs, talented, human, and goal-seeking. A good business is evident in the changes that take place in it and in the improvement of the organization. Example, Google employs people who will improve productivity in meetings. Invest in a business that you really understand. Understand the company's business, otherwise it is impossible to watch the long term. Do not talk about your investments and do not be proud of them or publish them. Your decisions will be influenced by this. Do not receive tips about investments. A company should invest in its organizational structure all the time. This is a sign of good management and internal culture, good organizer. Formulas. Formulas. Understand the formulas and use them only if they are simple. Use them to give grades and check the viability of investments. Realize that the natural way for a company is to fade and disappear. A good business model and a management that fights for it will make the company succeed for many years and not fade away. Return on invested capital is critical, as well as cash flow in relation to profit. A company may remain orderly and functional if the management constantly invests in arranging the company and the products. Disorganization in the company always increases without investment. Growth in capital investment. Dividend distribution and buyback of shares. Net profit to market value. Stock trading. How long it will take to sell and buy a share. Difference between free flow and net profit. Always understand the value of what you invest and invest less than you think is worth it. Invest according to your value and assessment and not according to forecasts. Intrinsic value. Safety margin between intrinsic value and market value. Estimate how much the company is worth and buy it at a 50% discount at least. Brand. One of the most profitable things there is. Companies that successfully brand themselves are a rare commodity because branding also means credibility in the eyes of customers. Beautiful products, including perfection and perfectionism in service or product. Long-term trend. The company rides on a long-term trend. Long-term, when buying, always look at the long-term 5-plus years a fence around the business. Is it difficult to compete with the company in question? Is there a fence that prevents copying from the company? By investing in a certain field, you will understand roughly where the field is in its cycle, in the natural cycle of the field, and also, what is the cycle of the field above it. The best investments are made at the right time in the cycle of the field as well as in the company itself when it is below its value. Example, by investing in a real estate management software company, you will understand what phase in the cycle the real estate sector is in and where in the cycle the high-tech sector is. The debt cycle is the super area that affects all the sub-areas. In a cycle, as in a balloon, the air leaves faster than the air enters. There are cycles of 1 year, agriculture for example, and there are cycles of 10 years or more, companies' debts. In the value you give to investments, try to neutralize the profit or loss from the next cycle. Change your mind when there is new information and fight our emotional bias to accept information that is in line with our view. Fence around customers, captive customers. It is difficult for the customers of the business and it is not worthwhile to switch to competitors. For example, switching from Apple to Android, it's hard to get used to the UI. Buy if you understand something about the company that others ignore or don't understand. Daily use of the product or services. Market size. Founder or founders run the company. This is usually better management. Business simple to understand. When buying an industry or company with problems, the market tends to exaggerate these. A company that adds value, that is, it would be difficult without it. For example, Google. A company that controls its future, does not depend on other companies or a dangerous country. Many investors concentrate on the potential profit, but actually you should concentrate on the loss. Examine the ways in which you can lose money and reduce them to a minimum or cancel the deal. Clear and simple financial statements. Add time to your forecast. If your forecast does not come true while you thought it would come true, it is wrong. There is no investment that is too risky. There is only an investment whose chance does not compensate for the risk. Even if there are foxes, an investor needs to make the right move at the right time and hit a bull, and it is very difficult. Therefore, aim for the right move as close as possible to the right time. The price is good when there are many sellers and they are selling under pressure. In such cases, after thorough research, the price tends to be good. Conscience and range in value. Invest only in companies whose services you would recommend to your friends or family to use or in its products. Tobacco companies, etc. are disqualified. Ideal company. The company excites customers, improves the products and constantly looks for ways to discount products. Give 20 fixed commands to activate the voice application. It is to invent a new voice UI. Use Google to turn voice commands into actions. Uncle mission, buy bread. Bet on a live poker table. Not to participate in the game but to see a game for big money and what the players' cards are and bet on the outcome of the game and the actions of the players. The player will bluff, raise, win. A system for managing conversations. By activating ChatGPT with Google Translate and Google Read, you can have a working system of conversation in any language in a few days. It can be really good for old women or children. A user says a sentence to Google transfers to text to Google translates to English to chatbot gives an answer to translates to the desired language to Google reads. A private hospital specializing only in spine and orthopedics and a strong brand. One-stop shop, also the tests, the consulting doctor and the surgeries. All statistics are available. They come in the morning and leave with an opinion after a short time. Simple, non-clinical experiments online. Ordering an online trial without friction. To see the effect of food, behavior on people and get their weight, blood pressure, sugar, heart rate, respirations from a smart watch they will wear. For example, how sleeping on your back improved your sleep, the difference between eating fruit in the morning and the blood sugar. To get feedback from many people without huge payments to the companies that run these experiments. One side people who are paid to test things, the other side companies who want to test their products or what they say. You need an ethics committee before uploading an experiment. A company for fast food heaters just like Ninja, they are 10x better than other ovens. For the engineers among you, I would copy and improve them to all sizes and a strong switch. To be able to rotate food even with a little AI to know when it's ready. Make them small even for small apartments. For the brave among you, a small mobile that you can only talk to and hear without a screen. He will give the option to leave the house without a screen actually. Turn all the main applications into voice. WhatsApp, email, calls, opening gates. Facilitate the development only a set of voice commands that is familiar. You don't need to understand the whole language. This is how the settings can be on the web. Voice App Store, of course. All the technology is old. VR software that simulates people being on stage with a lot of audience. There is no simulator on the stage for training lectures. Get a franchise for this respiratory clinic, translate the book and bring it to Israel. It works in the world and just like importing cars works, it should work when all the material is in English and only needs a Hebrew translation. New Surf, to change the way people browse websites. Through questions and answers in the ChatGPT style, each site will have a new Surf website address instead of reading all the content. It will be possible to browse it with a question, for example, how much does an espresso machine cost, of course only from the site itself, or a general question, what does the site offer? A challenging company to build, but if successful, it's 90s.